You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church here in St. Louis, Missouri. Pastor Lesh, welcome to His Time. Glad to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's great to get to talk about Chapel of the Cross from time to time, especially since Chapel of the Cross is one of our special services on Sunday, one of our featured services on air here at Worldwide KFUO. You said Sunday at 6 p.m., right?
That's correct. Yeah. It's a rebroadcast of our Sunday morning worship service at 6 o'clock.
Which is a nice way to wind down the day. That's near the end of our broadcast day. But if you missed Sunday services, that's a nice thing to catch at the end of the day. But even if you didn't miss Sunday services, it's a nice way to follow up and wrap up the day.
Yeah, I have some people who go to church in the morning and listen again at night.
So. I learn more when I hear the sermon the second time.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, share with us a little bit about Chapel of the Cross. It's located here in the St. Louis area.
It is. It's in North County. We're near the intersections of I-270 and 367, and just north of the Christian Northeast Hospital, if somebody knows where that is. So, we've been in North County for 50 years now. This is our 50th anniversary year, so we're celebrating that this year.
Well, thanks be to God for that.
That's right, yeah. So, have a great history there in North County, from our beginnings, from a church plant from Pilgrim Lutheran Church in the city. Pilgrim Lutheran was a great mission planning congregation, church planning congregation. I think they had their hand in four or five church plants, and Chapel of the Cross was one of them. So,
and that's really, in terms of geographically speaking, around St. Louis, you can't go much further north than that. Otherwise, you end up in the river.
You get in a couple of rivers. So that's right near the confluence of the rivers. We're about as far north as you can get.
Tell us about the community there. What is the community like today in North County, St. Louis?
It's a wonderful community. I think there's been some negative press about our North County community because there's been some problems in our community, and there are problems, but it's also a wonderful place with wonderful people and wonderful people of God. I think there's been some major shifts and major demographic changes over the years, and whenever that happens, the church tries to adapt and keep doing what we've always been doing, that is sharing the Word of God.
Well, how has you mentioned some demographic changes over those over the past years? How has Chapel of the Cross grown or changed? How does it look different than it might have? You're celebrating 50 years this year. How has it changed in the past 50 years?
Well, it's an interesting thing how communities change and how things shift. So back 50 years ago, North County was just a booming area. A lot of people from the city were moving north, and over probably the next 20, 30 years, that shift happened again from North County to out to St. Charles. So there's been a lot of movement through North St. Louis County, and so there's been changes with that too. There's been a demographic change with as far as people goes. There's our community is over 50% African American. It's probably 60-40 African American to white, so that has been a change over the last 20 or 30 years. But we embrace that change and we look for new ways in order to do ministry in our context.
Very good. And what does that ministry look like today? Tell us about a typical week or even a Sunday at Chapel of the Cross.
We talk about changes in our community and in our world. A lot of things haven't changed, though. What we do as a church has not changed in 50 years, and nor should it.
Sure.
When we are established as a Lutheran congregation, our main goal is to share the Word of God, to talk about Christ and His love and His grace, because we all need it. And so that hasn't changed. And I think people in general haven't changed from 50 years ago to now. People are still sinners, as they were 50 years ago, as they are today. And so they still need that saving gospel of Christ.
Amen.
So it really, that hasn't changed. And, perhaps some of the ways that we share that message has changed. We have a fairly traditional worship experience at Chapel of the Cross. We have three services on a weekend, one on Saturday night, two on Sunday morning. And then during the week, we try to do a lot more in being in our community and sharing the gospel in our community. There are ministries that are important to us, like a Helping Hands food pantry where we share food with our community. We have a ministry called A Friend of Moms, which connects with usually single mothers, young mothers who have just had a baby or getting ready to have a baby, and provides them with some good secondhand clothing for their children. Sidewalk Sunday School is a wonderful ministry that we are involved with a sister congregation, Grace Chapel and Bellefontaine Neighbors. And what that is there's, we understand that there's quite a number of children and their families that probably would never step inside our church. But we can go to them. And so we've received a grant through Lutheran Foundation, and we have this truck that has a wall that folds down to a stage. And we go to an apartment complex and set it up on the sidewalk and have an hour-long Sunday school with the kids. And probably 75, 80 kids come out and sit down and have a great Sunday school lesson with our people. So that might not have been done 50 years ago, but that's how some ministry happens today. And it's exciting to be part of that.
Wow. What a unique concept to just pull up with the truck, set up camp, and have Sunday school right there on the sidewalk.
That's right. Yeah. The day before, we go and canvass the neighborhood and say, hey, we're coming tomorrow. So make sure you're there at 6 o'clock. And then we drive around the community with our big yellow truck, and they say, oh, they're here. So everybody gathers at the gathering spot and have a great ministry time.
That kind of goes back to the original roots of how Sunday school started, getting out into the neighborhood, into the community, and getting to know the people that don't come into the doors of Sunday school on their own,
sure.
But getting out there and meeting them where they are and inviting them to come hear the gospel, to come hear the good news of Jesus.
Yeah.
So a typical week, as you said, Sunday, you gather around the Word, receive the gifts of God during the week, out in the community, serving with loving hands, acts of mercy and compassion in the community. It's great to hear that that's all happening. Tell us about the people who make up this congregation and the people who make up Chapel of the Cross, the congregation there. What are the things that they love about being part of Chapel of the Cross?
Well, every church is unique. Every church has its own kind of DNA and what makes it special. And that draws different kinds of people to different kinds of places. It's why we have different congregations, even within just a few miles of each other.
Sure.
And I think that's okay. I think that's how the Lord works. Some special things about Chapel of the Cross is a very caring congregation, especially for our people as they age. We have probably over 80 people on our homebound list, and our goal is to see them at least once a month and to share communion with them and to share the Word of God with them, so that if they can't come to church anymore, that they know that their church can come to them. And I've got some wonderful help with three retired pastors that help me with that. There's no way I could visit 80 people in a month. So they do a great job. A great important part of Chapel of the Cross over its 50 years has been its music program. We've had wonderful music directors. Mm-hmm. Our current music director is Ryan Meyer, and fantastic musician. And so that's been really part of our DNA too. Fantastic music on a weekend, on a Sunday morning, but also during the week. So, for instance, for our 50th anniversary, this weekend, on the 31st, Sunday night, we'll be having a special choir concert. And at that choir concert will be two pieces of music that we commissioned for our 50th anniversary, one by David Sherwin, who's the director of the National Lutheran choir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that's one of them. And then David Von Kampen, also we commissioned him to write a piece for us. So those two things will be part of our concert this week. And I invite anybody who'd like to come up to Chapel of the Cross 6:30 p.m. this Sunday night for that concert. It'll be a wonderful night of music with not only choirs, but also handbells and children's choirs. So I invite our community to come on up.
So on your way to Chapel of the Cross, you listen to the service at 6 o'clock on Worldwide KFUO.
There you go.
And then you get there in time for the concert starting at 6:30 this Sunday
evening. That's right.
6:30 p.m. We are talking with Pastor Ted Lesh from Chapel of the Cross in St. Louis. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation as they celebrate 50 years of the Lord's blessings, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in St. Louis. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO. Now discover how easy it is to listen to KFUO where you are. Discover our online stream and on-demand programs that allow you to listen where, when, and how you want. Discover how easy it is to listen on your radio, smartphone, Wi-Fi radio, and other listening devices. You've discovered the Christ-centered message that KFUO proclaims daily in both word and song. We are KFUO, the messenger of good news.
In this corner, weighing in at 170 pounds with the sage wisdom of age, Pastor Jolly John Lekumsky.
And in this corner, weighing in at over 300 pounds with the quick thinking of youth, Pastor Matt Youngblood Clark.
Yeah.
Weighing in at over 300 pounds?
Well, Matt, radio easily adds 50 pounds.
But I'm not over 200.
Oh, Matt.
Wrestling with the basics.
Saturday mornings at 9 on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
I'm Larry Troxell from Quincy, Illinois, also pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bowen, Illinois. My wife Donna and I are day sponsors of KFUO because we are thrilled to have the opportunity to proclaim the gospel of Jesus through this ministry around the world. The station is now celebrating its 90th year, and the Lord continues to open doors for the proclamation of His Word through this station. You may be a part of this marvelous ministry by becoming a day sponsor also. Our day sponsorship is for my wife's birthday. You can pick a date that's meaningful to you also. You will have an important part in the ongoing ministry of this station in carrying the good news about Jesus throughout the world.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, May 29th, 7:45 Central Time. We're talking with Pastor Ted Lesh from Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North County, St. Louis, Missouri, and celebrating 50 years of God's blessings at Chapel of the Cross, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ in North County. And I've enjoyed the conversation hearing about the congregation there and how God has blessed them with so many ways to serve in the community and what they enjoyed doing there. You have some stuff coming up this summer. Well, you just finished an event for kids. In terms of children, there are a lot of opportunities at Chapel of the Cross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about, we have a brand new children's drama group. Drama has been part of Chapel of the Cross, too, for quite some time, adult drama.
Every church has drama.
Yes, this is true. But this is scripted.
Oh, okay.
That drama is mostly around Christian themes and mm-hmm. Proclaiming the gospel as well. And just recently, one of our members volunteers, Jen Schmidt, volunteers to do drama for children. And about 6-8 months ago, we started doing that, and they just had their first production. They did a few chantal dramas during uh-huh. worship, and a week and a half ago, they had their first full length drama about 45 minutes long called Wee Little Man. About Zacchaeus in Luke 19. So it was wonderful. It was a great time for the kids to learn that Bible story and share it in kind of a fun way, and for the people to see that too.
Sure. So. Well, very good. And what a way to engage children in learning in an interactive way, too.
Sure.
They're learning the text in an interactive way.
Yeah.
And coming up this next week, summer opportunities for kids at Chapel of the Cross.
Yeah. Summer is a very busy time at Chapel, and which is great. I think sometimes we like to take a break during the summer, and breaks are good, vacations are good, but our ministry doesn't take a break. We have a 10-week summer camp experience for children at Chapel of the Cross, not just for our members, and mostly actually for our community. From June to August, children can come for a full day of camp, and uh-huh. It's just a lot of fun. Kids mm-hmm. have a blast. They take two field trips a week. They go to the pool two times a week, have chapel
wow.
every day, and talk about Christ and everything that they do. And we get them for 10 weeks. And it's a fantastic ministry. This is our 8th year, I believe, that we're doing that. And it's been a very effective mm-hmm. way to share the gospel with our community as well.
Well, what an opportunity with so many parents, you know, both parents or all parents working.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of parents working outside the home these days. What do kids have during the summer, and what an opportunity to not only provide something for them to do, but for them to hear the gospel as well.
That's right. And parents are looking for that.
Sure.
So.
Sure. You were talking about people having misconceptions about what summer is really like for a congregation. I remember serving as a parish DCE and people saying, oh, well, I guess you're glad summer's here. It's going to wind down for you. Things won't be as busy. I'm thinking, wind down?
Right.
This is when things ramp up. This is when I get busy, because this is when kids are more available.
Than, exactly.
They're not as busy with school and sports and school activities. So this is when
sure.
I end up being busier.
Yep. Yep.
Well, it's great to hear about the opportunities for kids at Chapel of the Cross and what you're offering during the summer with camp, the drama as well. No, you mentioned adult drama programs as well. Any in the near future?
No, not that I have. Well, I'm sure they're working.
Not
on
that
something.
You're aware of. Yet.
Yes, I'm not aware of it yet. But yeah, that's always kind of in the works. Those are always wonderful to hear. We always try to put those on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So when those are available, when those are coming up, we have that information out there.
What's the website?
It's chapelofthecross.org.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Sure. Just the name of the church.org.
chapelofthecross.org. Other things, I know you have summer camp. What about Vacation Bible School?
Yep, Vacation Bible School is coming up this summer too, June 15th through 19th. Are the dates.
Oh, 15th to the 19th.
Yeah, so it's coming up soon.
Is this a daytime or an evening thing?
Daytime.
Yeah, I see.
We do ours during the daytime. Mm-hmm. I know there's a couple of congregations around us that do nighttime VBSs. So, this works well for us, especially because we have the summer camp, because those summer camp kids come for summer camp, but during that week of VBS, they're all in VBS as well. So that's kind of a nice thing. We can bring our summer camp kids right into VBS.
Now, I've heard about Fine Arts Academy. What does that include?
Fine Arts Academy is one of the ways that we, again, try to reach out to our community, and especially with our music emphasis at Chapel mm-hmm. of the Cross. So we've got a number of people who can teach, and so piano teachers, violin teachers, guitar, voice, and so providing opportunities for individual lessons, but also group time. So mm-hmm. especially with kids, so group handbells. Choirs, kids choirs, and in various of age ranges. So we also have the drama that's part of the Fine Arts mm-hmm. Academy, as well as some hands-on artwork kind of things like clay and drawing and things like that. So,
wow. You're all just, I'm sure that place is just a buzz.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, tell us about the people, obviously with all these things going on, the members who lead and facilitate all these activities must just be greatly dedicated and involved. Tell us about some of these people that, you know, the people who help with summer camp. With you mentioned you have talented musicians who can mm-hmm. offer their time to teach in the Fine Arts Academy. The people who help with Vacation Bible School and things like that, they must be truly just eager to serve.
We've been blessed with some wonderful volunteers. We have a great staff, so the professional staff is wonderful and they're dedicated as well. And then we've got just a wonderful group of volunteers too. Now, some of those, like summer camp, those are paid positions, those mm-hmm. counselors, but that too is ministry. And that's one thing I didn't realize what would happen with summer camp as far as those college kids that come in and are counselors. Really, through that program, they are mentored and they are shaped as far as maybe future ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They see ministry happening and they're involved in ministry in a hands-on way. And that sometimes affects their career choices. We have one who was part of our summer camp as a counselor and first decided to be a DCE. And as he was in the DCE program, he says, you know, I think I want to be a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So through that summer camp experience, it was a direct result of him becoming a pastor in our Lutheran church. And right now he's on vicarage. So, that's one of those unintended consequences of that program that I didn't know would happen, but God said, hey, this is a way we can train our young men and mm-hmm. women. And, what a great way to do it. And what a great thing for our college kids to come to church every day during the summer and to serve him.
what a a great opportunity to be servants and also to learn along the way. What are you looking forward to? 50 years now that the Chapel of the Cross has been serving the Lord and His people in North County. What are you looking forward to in the next 50 years?
Well, our theme for the anniversary year is "Great is Thy Faithfulness," and really that's we're looking forward to His faithfulness. We know that won't leave us. God is faithful, and as we continue to do His ministry, He says, "I'll be there." And I'll be guiding you and leading you along the way. And we really hang on to that promise of our God. So we don't know exactly where the ministry will lead. You never know that from year to year. You never know what God has up his sleeve. Mm-hmm. You just pray that you'll be faithful to what he wants you to do. So our community is vast. The issues, that need to be addressed by the church are vast. But I believe the Lord says, I'm in control here. Mm-hmm. And, I'll lead you and I'll guide you. And,
sure.
You can be my witnesses to the world. So.
Sure. Word and sacrament will remain the same throughout all of time.
Yeah.
But the needs of the community and the works of love and mercy in your community that you're doing, those may change over time as the community changes time. So,
well, and I think ministry in itself shifts. So maybe 50 years ago, congregations were very, and this happens today too, but very insular, very, this is our ministry. And our attitude is, you know what, if we can work with some other people, if we can work with some other churches, mm-hmm. that's beneficial to the gospel, to the community. And so we have a very good relationship with Grace Chapel Lutheran, just 3-4 miles away from us. We do that Sidewalk Sunday School with them.
Sure.
We also have a joint preschool with them in our building. They've got a Lutheran elementary school, and the preschool is at... has a preschool site at our building, so we can work in connection with that ministry, and we believe we can do more together than we can do on our own, and those are opportunities that I look for mm-hmm. and hope to continue in the future, not with just with Grace, but with other churches in our area.
Why does Chapel of the Cross offer? Why do you offer the service here at Worldwide KFUO on Sunday evenings? You've partnered with churches in your around you. You've partnered with others. Why partner with Worldwide KFUO to offer that service?
Well, our mission statement is that we exist to share the love of Jesus to the people of North County and beyond, so that all may have a living relationship with Christ. So it's our mission is not just to the people of North County. It mm-hmm. is probably first and foremost, because that's who's around us physically. But our ministry is not just for them. Our ministry is to the entire world, as Jesus himself said. So this is part of that. KFUO is part of that for sure, because this broadcast goes out not just over the St. Louis airwaves, right. but also over the whole world through mm-hmm. the internet. So that is a great way to do ministry. Anybody in any place, if they have a computer, can hook up and listen to KFUO mm-hmm. wherever they happen to be. And that's a wonderful way to do ministry.
A computer, and now with mobile devices,
sure, yeah.
with the app.
Just with your phone, you can do that.
It's great. You can you can listen just about anywhere, yep. which is great. Well, what a blessing to celebrate 50 years. Again, details for the celebration coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so the anniversary choir concert is this Sunday night, the 31st, mm-hmm. 6:30 p.m. Everybody's invited. It's no cost. It's just come and enjoy that. We have also, I didn't mention, but an anniversary worship celebration service will be in October 18th.
Uh-huh.
And that's at the two morning worship services, 8:30 and 11 o'clock. Dr. Dale Meyer from the seminary, the president mm-hmm. of the seminary, will be our guest speaker that day. So we look forward to that day as well.
Well, very good. So this Sunday at this Sunday, May 31st at 6:30 p.m., the anniversary choir concert.
Yep.
And then in October, continue the celebration and thanks to God for 50 years of ministry in North County with special services. You said October 18th?
18th, correct.
At the Sunday services there as well. What time are services at Chapel of the Cross? I know you said Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday night at 5 p.m. And then Sunday morning at 8:30 and 11 with a discipleship hour in between.
That was my next question, yep. With opportunities to study there as well. Well, very good. What a great blessing to celebrate 50 years. Pastor Ted Lesch from Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North County, St. Louis. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. It was a privilege to get to talk with you this morning.
Thanks for having me.
God's blessings on the celebration, the next 50 years as well. Thanks be to God for that. Coming up in just a little bit here on His Time, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Coming up during the 8 o'clock hour, we'll study with Pastor David Fleming from Our Savior Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll get into Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56 during the 8 o'clock hour. And just a reminder, as we were talking about, you can listen online, and programs are also recorded and archived on our website as well, kfuo.org. And you can find our archives, our on-demand archives of His Time there on Worldwide KFUO. Just go to kfuo.org. More His Time coming up in just a little bit on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.